as the Tampa Bay Lightning celebrates its 25th anniversary. The National Hockey League is marking its 100th year by bringing the All-Star Game to Tampa. With the 2004 Stanley Cup and several playoff runs to its credit, reporter Bobby O'Brien is asking, after a quarter century, is Tampa a hockey town with a culture that matches any of the cities where hockey is now entering its second century?
This is the last minute of play in the period.
We caught up with Lightning founder Phil Esposito during intermission at a recent game. The Lightning were playing one of the original six National Hockey League teams, the Montreal Canadiens. Esposito admits bringing professional ice hockey to the land of sunshine and palm trees in 1992 was a gamble. But he got some reassurance from Gabe Paul, a former president of the Yankees and Cleveland Indians, who was living in Tampa at the time.
I asked him one question. Do you think hockey could survive here in this area? He said, well, we love football, we love car crashes, we love wrestling, and we love boxing. Seems to me you got it all in hockey. I said, okay, I'm in. Are you? He said, yes, I am. And that's how it actually started.
The Hall of Fame player knew he had a challenge creating a team in a non-traditional hockey market like Tampa. Montreal sports writer Arpan Basu was covering that Canadian Lightning matchup in late December, and he agreed that traditional hockey fans are tough and don't mind roughing up a newcomer.
You know, hockey fans, especially in Canada, we want everyone to love our game, and then when the NHL goes and reaches out into these new markets to get new people to love their game, they get mocked and they get made fun of. There was a lot of that going on when they initially came to Tampa.
But Esposito shrugged off those early taunts that ice hockey doesn't belong in a place with no winter.
And the truth is, you play indoors. You don't play outside. I remember as a player going into Montreal, it was 6 below zero as we walked in. When we came out, it was 12 below zero. Here, I walk into the building, it's 73 or 75. I walk out, it's 73 or 75. Now I ask you, what would you prefer? And people up north just didn't get it.
And in that first year, to attract fans, the Lightning used a Kick Ice radio ad.
Lightning strikes in Tampa Bay.
Today, Espo does the color commentary for Lightning radio broadcasts. Jim Devilano with the Detroit Red Wings says the Lightning has come a long way since playing at the State Fairgrounds Expo Hall and St. Petersburg's Tropicana Field, known then as the Thunderdome. He says players like Vincent LeCavalier and Martin St. Louis winning the Stanley Cup in 2004, plus several playoff bids since, have earned the Lightning and its fans respect.
This is a hockey town and will be forever. They've made it. I wouldn't worry about it. They're as good a hockey town as any in the National Hockey League. Sold out night after night after night. Good hockey club night after night after night.
In fact, at many Lightning home games, you can find Scotty Bowman, the coach with the most wins in NHL history and 14 Stanley Cups.
I happen to live in Sarasota. I know a lot of people that come up from there. It's not that tough a hike to get up here. And the kids are playing hockey in the areas now. They're even kids from Sarasota, they'll increase as rinks are being built, which they are doing in Florida.
Since the Lightning arrived, the number of ice rinks has increased. There are high school teams, street hockey, and club hockey for kids and adults. 7 years ago, Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick took over the team. He decided one way to grow the fan base was to teach life skills and hockey to Tampa Bay youngsters. He says that includes handing out free hockey sticks that kids can use on and off the ice.
We're going to give out 100,000, actually we're going to do more than 100,000 sticks to sticks and pucks to kids throughout the area. And we're up to 70,000 right now after 2 years, and we're going to keep going because, again, let's get everybody to love this great sport. And, you know, what kid doesn't want a stick in their hand?
It's a strategy that makes Esposito proud.
We're 25 years in existence, okay? We haven't got the tradition of the original six teams, but you have to make your own tradition. And I believe in that totally, and it's coming along really well. Jeff Vinnick, when he bought this team, brought it to where I always thought it should be.
And that, according to Espo, is a winning team in a hockey town. or you might say, a hockey paradise.
Summer in the winter and a battle on ice. We got a true hockey paradise. Come on.
Just like in one of the Lightning's promotional songs. For Florida Matters, I'm Bobby O'Brien.
Come on down, Bobby.